from sunny California to the world. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
This is an edit on the fly.
Freestyle edit. What was missing there?
I don't know.
I feel like there was a name, but I can't remember it.
It's like a hole in my heart, you know?
It's like a hole in my heart.
You can feel it.
Uh-huh.
You don't necessarily notice it. Welcome back to week number two of Radio Friendly Shows. Not an experiment, it's a way of life for us now. So I've gotten a lot of questions about, what are you doing, Jason?
There's a little gnat.
What are you, my cat?
It's like right in my face. Sorry.
That's okay.
One of the hairs from that porn stash.
It's gone astray.
Man, this stash.
This stash is lovely.
We can have a comment.
Ron Swanson, dude.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about driving tests.
Yes. Oh, fitting.
In small town news.
Oh.
Plus, the deadliest catch has a little bit of a medical situation on last night's show.
Oops.
Oh
yes. It'll make you cringe. Plus, Vladimir Putin throws some shade at a race car driver.
Throws shade?
Throws shade.
Is that a saying? Is that a thing?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Have you been under a rock?
I've
been under a big fat rock.
Throwing shade is like, you know, talking shit about somebody.
Yeah.
Throwing shade?
Yeah, it's like disrespecting somebody.
If I type that in on Google and they have the timeline of when it was popularly used, was this from 1978?
No.
Throwing shade.
Like last 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been in Iraq for at least the last 4 years.
In certain communities before that.
So. Okay.
Not a rock. You've been under a rock.
I've been under a rock.
You know what you need to do? You need to watch Wendy Williams a little bit more often. You'd understand what throwing shade's all about.
Exactly.
I'd understand what wearing crazy wigs is all about.
Ah, yes, indeed. So, welcome back, gentlemen. The radio-friendly shows. I've gotten a lot of questions. Why? And I said, you clearly didn't listen.
You know,
you read the description, you didn't listen to the show.
We have our lovely listeners with children, and they need to be able to listen to it.
Well, our listeners are listening to us and listened to us last week.
Right. They read the description and were like, why are you doing that? And I said, well, maybe if you listen to the show, you'd understand. So go back and listen to last Wednesday's episode, and there's a full explanation of why we're doing radio-friendly shows on Wednesday and Friday and why we're keeping the uncensored show on Monday.
Hint, hint. It might have something to do with sponsorship from Tesla.
Yes,
what?
It might. It might have something to do with that. It might have something to do with Ted Cruz aborting his race for president.
Ironic.
Yeah, that's breaking news as we record it. Yeah, you know, he's against abortions until he does it to his campaign. Put it up for adoption, Ted. Maybe a nice couple would like to carry that campaign at least, you know, to term through the convention. It's terrible.
Well put.
You could
well
have surrendered at a firehouse. They would have taken care of your campaign.
Yeah, there's plenty of firefighters that would have, you know.
It's true. So, what have you guys been up to this week? Kareem, let's start with you. You're usually a man about town.
Yeah, you are.
I haven't been much of a man about town this week because one of my good friends is in town visiting to buy his daughter a car.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So we did go up to Rockland Saturday.
Well, that's quite an outing.
Yeah, so up to Sierra College, there's a outdoor car lot. Well, I guess it wouldn't be an indoor car lot, but there's a car lot where people can come and sell their cars there. So,
oh, awesome.
So like a car swap meet?
Yeah. So there are cars, boats, RVs, motorcycles. So you can come out there and they have a lot attendant or a couple of lot attendants, and you just call the owner and if you want to test drive it. So we went out there and looked. So that was fun. But my friend's cheap.
Well, sure. We
just joyriding some fancy ride.
If you don't have cheap friends, you're the cheap friend.
Yes. So right. And I thought I was a cheap friend until
until he showed you.
Until this week. This weekend.
Did he come with a $500 budget for the car?
He came with a $5,000 budget for a 2010 to 2012 car.
What? That's not quite realistic.
Well,
if you're going to find one from that year, there's going to be problems with it.
Well, or you're going to get a very very low end car that has a ton of miles.
Yeah.
Ton of miles.
Model. Ton of miles.
Right.
Yes. And since I just went through the car buying process,
you understand this.
You're a pro.
I understood this.
Yeah.
And I would think he would take my just having gone through a car buying process expertise. No.
No, he knows.
He's hoping for Craigslist prices at something that's not like Craigslist. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of part, it also.
Yeah, we did. He did. He's been doing Craigslist and this hasn't been going well.
You know, there are free things on Craigslist. It's not anything of value, though.
Yeah, like a pile of dirt.
Yes. Yeah.
So like, legitimately, there's a lot of piles of dirt out there.
That's valuable to some people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we
I was actually looking for it when I was starting my garden. So, but anyways, carry on.
So we did do Craigslist, and it was like a 2012 Focus. And then they bought it. We met them at Arden and saw the car. And there was some front-end damage, obviously.
Right.
The car had no pickup when he tried to take off. And the brakes were bad, and there was something else wrong with it.
Oh, yeah, it's like running on one piston.
They rode it.
And I hate to say this and sound racist, but they were Russians.
Oh, yeah.
And when they drove up and I saw that they were Russians, I was like, oh, this shit's got to...
These are the least trustworthy white people on the planet.
There it is.
Yeah, you got it.
Nice.
Got it. Oh, no, it's over here now.
He's still flying.
Yeah,
sorry, carry on.
We had a... My wife and I had a similar... We went to like a black market like baby. Like
what?
You went to buy a black market baby?
Like, no, black
you
market.
I thought you were pregnant. Black baby. No. Why are you going to buy a black market baby?
A black market like Russian like store. It was out of like a storage unit almost.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it was like all baby stuff. Like top brand. Like, and it looked like it literally fell off the back of a truck. Like, it all looked like it fell off the
of
back
course
of
it
a
did.
Truck.
Accidentally sure. Fell off the back
but we
of
got
truck.
Like this one pillow, this body, this like baby pillow or pregnancy pillow, maternity lip pillow, you get, and it's usually like $70.
Uh-huh.
And we got it for like $30. So, you know.
But they got it for free.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No. They put time and energy. Sweat
you're
equity.
Right.
They
sweat
put
equity.
Sweat equity.
Sweat
nicely
equity.
Put. Thank you for
and
the perspective.
And the thing was, we did find, like, so she's 18 and it's her first car, so he doesn't want to give her like a great car for
right.
The first car, but I'm like, dude, you're
hell. He should
for...
get a broken one and make her fix it, then she'll appreciate cars more.
What? You
can't
that's
do what
that
my
nowadays.
Pops did.
You can't even fix the car. How the fuck
bro? I fixed my car.
That would be 7:33.
He can't fix the
oh,
car.
Oh, he can't. So he can't expect his daughter.
So he can't
to.
Expect her to fix.
Yeah,
the car.
You're right. You're right.
So we actually found a decent car. We found, I think it was like a 2008 Nissan Sentra.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Great.
Had 73,000 miles on it.
Yeah, it's great.
The guy who had the car found it in a shop that he had bought. Whoever he bought the shop from, they just kind of abandoned the car in the shop. So,
yeah, that happens. Yeah,
yeah. So you know, he fixed it up. He painted it. Put some tires and rims on it.
Yeah.
The inside needs to be cleaned. Needs to be detailed.
A little Febreze
going on.
A little.
We took that one for a ride, and the front end needs to be aligned.
Uh-huh.
But. And the air conditioner needed to be
charged. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No
so,
big deal.
And the guy was willing to do that for us. And, you know.
Nice.
How much was it for?
68.
All right.
Yeah.
78,000?
That's probably low blue book, too.
Yeah. And it is. It was like right in the middle.
That's damn good.
And so I, you know, having just done this, I went through Auto Trader.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found four cars in the area that were similar to this car. And they were all like $2,000 more.
Of course.
Right.
So I show him this thinking, okay, this will be the thing.
Don't tell me you passed it up.
So we cut a deal with the guy.
Okay, good, good.
The guy was going to go, was going to fix all the stuff that we saw that needed to be
uh-huh.
fixed. And we were going to deal with him like the next day. My boss tells me to come into the office on Monday. I go into the office on Monday. This dude texts me and says, I called the guy and told him I wasn't going to buy the car.
What a damn fool.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go look at two cars in the south area.
And he's going to pay a lot more for a piece of...
And of course he gets to the
south
area.
And that would be $925.
Is that me again?
That's
yes, you that time.
I'm sorry, guys.
And of course...
You too, I swear.
And of course he gets to the south area and sees his car, and the car is a piece of crap. And so, therefore, we're back to no car.
Right.
We don't have a prospect of a car.
No.
That's ridiculous. Point.
And I was like, you could have at least waited till you saw the other two cars before you called the
You don't have to cancel. Say, he's doing some biz. It would be great.
Yeah, and, like and now the guy's not going to deal with you again.
Hell
because
no.
Yeah. And like, it's not like the guy wasn't going to fix the stuff anyway because he has to fix the stuff to sell the car.
Yeah.
And he just bought a shop.
And he owns a shop that does old cars.
So
and
he's legit.
The paint job on the car was like, I'll show you the picture. It's like
fabulous,
excellent. So it was like, this is what you like. This is it here. It's not a upper end car. It's a quality car. It gets like 30 miles to the gallon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you know she can use this.
Little teenager's gonna be stoked, dude.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it looks good enough that she won't be embarrassed to be driving it. And you know, so here you go. Like no, so now we're back to not having anything, any prospects of cars.
So at what point do you just write this guy off and go, you know what, you're on your own?
I did that today.
Nice.
You're a powerful person,
you
Kareem.
Know what?
We're proud of you.
At a certain point, you just can't help the helpless.
Yeah.
No.
Today I told him, I said, I got one last question and then I'm going to leave you to figure this shit out.
What was that?
I said, do you want to teach your daughter a lesson or do you want her broke down on the side of the road?
There you go.
I was like,
because one of these two is obviously in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, oh, there were two different things. I'm like, no, bro. Those are the consequences.
Well, and he could find a good car. Like, you could find a $5,000 car that will get you and do what you needed to do.
Hell yeah.
For like 2005 or 2004 probably.
Yep.
That's in the price range. And probably if you buy it from an old person, like you can get low mile. Uh-huh. Like you could do that because that's very plausible.
Right.
But saying you want a 2010 or newer car is where you get that breaking point. It's like,
yeah.
Sorry,
good
bro.
Luck.
Yeah.
Like
it's like that's not happening.
No. Yeah.
So that's been my the fun I've been having this week.
that is
you've
that
been
is
a saint.
One. Yes, indeed. Well, there was a big announcement at the Golden One Center in Sacramento this week.
Yeah, there was.
They announced the very first act at the Golden One Center, and it's not going to be the Sacramento Kings. It's not going to be Maroon 5. Sorry, Adam Lavigne.
Lavigne?
Yeah, it's going to be Sir...
Adam Vagina is what I always call
Sir Paul McCartney. Is going to open up the Golden One Center on October 4th.
Awesome.
It is. And as we record this, there was like the very early pre-sale this morning, if you had a code. So I went on Ticketmaster because I was curious.
Right.
How much would tickets be? Now, the package they offered in the early pre-sale, the cheapest ticket today. Do any of you know this?
I don't know.
I think I do know
I'd
this.
Like to take a guess.
Sam, would you like to guess the lowest price?
Lowest
ticket?
Price nosebleeds $125.
Kareem,
$75.
Jason,
$200.
You're all very wrong. $471. Now, to be fair, that is the pre-sale first sale thing. I don't know exactly where the tickets were.
Okay,
so we'll see. They go on sale to the general public on Friday.
And then someone buys them all up and then scalps them for way more.
Well, there was the fan club pre-sale this morning. Then there was the American Express pre-sale. Then there is if you're on the email list for the Golden One Center,
okay.
There's a pre-sale for that. We'll see what they get down to.
Right.
I'm very curious if there's going to be any left available when they actually go on sale to the general public. Because
they'll have like five left.
Unless they're holding them, there probably won't be.
No.
Right.
No.
But yeah, the Golden One Center coming right along. And the first event, October 4th in Sacramento.
Awesome.
Woo-woo! That's great. I think I'll be on my way to Miami that week.
Yeah.
The week after.
Clear out the city for a bit, huh?
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
I've heard his concerts are awesome, too.
Yeah, oh, I'm
like
sure.
3 hours. He does 3 hours straight.
Wow.
I'm sure it's going to be delightful. He's an older gentleman now.
Yeah.
But understands how to put on a proper show.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
If you're paying that much for a live show, you better put on a show. Honestly.
Yeah, well, I'm paying for a wedding, so.
That's
right.
That
right.
I saw $471. I'm like, oh, no.
I couldn't afford one ticket, let alone two.
Yeah.
I heard through the grapevine that the GA is going, like the ones that are going to go on sale for the general public, there's going to be $40 tickets. But
yeah, and that makes sense because you have to have some people. If you don't get the people who are comfortable paying $40, you're gonna people are just gonna start looking at it as being like, oh well, I can never go to a show there.
Right, right. And then no one's even gonna bother looking at your what's coming next.
Right. They're just gonna drive to Shoreline and see whoever is there. They'll be like, oh, I can see six bands I don't care about for the price of this.
Yeah. I can go see America with all the new members.
Right. Yeah, so that was
because
the big...
Because they all died, that was why. It's...
Yeah, that's funny.
So that was the big announcement, Paul McCartney coming to Sacramento. So the next time somebody tells you nothing's going on in Sacramento, you tell them, you're wrong, sir. Paul McCartney is going on in Sacramento.
Jay Paul.
Yeah.
Sir Paul to you. So I mentioned earlier on in the show that last night on Deadliest Catch, one of the crew members had a bit of a medical emergency. And not the type that you might think of, you know, because you see things where they get hit in the face with something.
Right.
They cut something. They get squished on something.
Oh, man.
This one is a little bit different, and I guarantee you'll squirm in your seat.
210 miles northeast of Dutch Harbor on the Cornelia Marie.
So I've got a little problem here. My right testicle is about the size of my chest.
Ouch.
He said, my right testicle is about the size of my fist.
What the... Become a little uncomfortable.
After slowing down the Cornelius operation, Stackman Bumper Del Mar reveals his painful secret.
Let's see it.
Always the right guy to see it.
A testicle that has swollen to the size of a gourd.
Oh, my God.
Out! Dude.
Are you
showing it? Oh, man.
It's blurred, but he did pull it out.
I thought I had
medically
big balls.
Medically speaking, Bumper's big ball is an inguinal hernia, a painful bulging of intestines through a weak spot in the abdominal wall down into the scrotum. Every time he climbs the stack or pushes an 800-pound pot, the strain forces more intestines down into the stack man's sack.
Oh, you see that?
Yeah, we gotta get you in.
Hey guys, you gotta see this. Come here. You guys gotta look at this. Trust me on this one. All right. So if you guys ever on this
Now, to be fair, the guy who is having the medical issue is smiling and laughing about it. So while it is uncomfortable and painful, He's having fun. Sorry, Sam. I had to turn you down because you were just
the reaction was
you
too
were
much.
Just squealing like you were in Deliverance.
Yeah. He's grabbing his scrotum really hard too. He is.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
too much. If you grab your scrotum that hard, you're gonna have the same problem. And no, we don't want to see.
No.
So there's an intestine in his ball sack.
Yeah.
It's full of shit. Sorry, it's full of the Duke.
1801. Killing me.
We could have had to give him a swear jar.
We are.
That's true.
We are.
Or one of those bark collars that, like, you can tase me every time I say
it. Oh, that should be a good
I mean, that would do it. That would train me.
Yeah. Well, you do realize every time I have to edit one of these out after the show now, I just curse your name.
Rightfully so.
It's what happens.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a thing now, I guess. Conservative men are hanging out in the women's bathroom at Target. Not quite sure why, but the director of government affairs at the American Family Association just revealed to an anti-LGBT quasi-hate group, Breitbart, that her anti-LGBT quasi-hate group is planning an adult men in women's bathrooms at Target. Why?
Those are scary bathrooms, dude. I used to clean those bathrooms.
You know what? This is all about Target saying, yeah, you just use the bathroom of the person of the gender you identify with.
Yeah,
that's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's so now they're going to go ahead and do that.
So what they've done is create a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
By saying, oh, well, if we do that, then there'll be men in the bathroom.
Right.
Because we're going to be those men.
Right. Well, here's the other thing. How often do you really have to go to the bathroom at Target? Are you an adult that you can't plan it out that you don't have to use the bathroom at Target? And if it's really that concerning to you, there's a family restroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
go into that one, lock the door behind you, and go in peace.
And I want to know who actually sends their kids to the bathroom by themselves anyway.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That would be young enough that they wouldn't be able to say something if something happened.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. This is all nonsense, yeah. And it's irritating.
Like, yeah. Who does that?
It's like, it's such a divisive. It's way more. It's frustrating, as we're all expressing.
It's very frustrating.
It's because they're not going to have a big enough turnout for the election.
It's true, yeah.
And they need to do something to get the
people riled up about
conservative Christians to show up to vote.
Right, because they're not going to show up to vote for Donald Trump. That guy's divorced like 3 times.
Exactly.
He's a heathen, for goodness sake.
And he's from New York City.
New York City. Mm.
Get a rope.
Is that the Pace Bikini Sauce?
It is. Yeah. It is.
Classic.
So, classic. So yeah, look out for dudes in the ladies' room.
Yeah, I was just thinking I wanted to start hanging out, you know, Target in the ladies' bathroom.
I'm not kidding, though. I used to clean those bathrooms. I worked at Target.
That's true.
For a couple of years, and I don't know if you remember the scene in the Disney Pocahontas animated movie. The song comes on. It goes, "Savages, savages, barely even human, savages." That song played in my head every time I walked in that bathroom. It was like these women, they sat there and they didn't just pull off a piece of toilet paper to wipe their bum.
Thank you.
They started shredding it in little bits and leaving it on the floor. He loves me, loves me not. I don't know, dude. And I remember seeing vaginal secretion on the side of the toilet.
That's not good.
Luckily, I paid attention during our safety video we watched, and I was able to refuse cleaning bodily fluids, and my manager had to clean it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was.
Isn't everything a bodily fluid in there?
Everything is, yes. Yeah. But specifically the blood type.
That's
huge. Yeah. That's natural. That's really normal, but you know, you should still clean your area. You should keep the areas where you're doing,
you know.
Yeah.
I've told fellow men,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've gone into the bathroom after you and I noticed there's pee on the toilet seat. Was that you? No, it was me. Okay, cool. Because I'd like to think that you were adult enough to wipe your own pee off if that did accidentally happen.
Yeah,
that's just an adult thing.
If you weren't man enough to lift the seat before
not
you
man
did.
Enough to lift the seat, at least wipe it off.
Oh, my
gosh. Same thing goes for the women. Yeah. If you have an incident, that's okay. Clean it up.
Yeah, clean up after yourself.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Well, no, that's fine because I'm just picturing all these really conservative men in the ladies' room and the horror that they will recoil from.
And the thing is, I used to work in Mervyn's, but the women's bathroom is usually way nastier than the
Totally. Yeah. Don't let them fool you, dude. It is way worse.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing you get in the men's restroom is they didn't flush the toilet. But
right.
it's not like there's tore up toilet paper here. There's dookie on the wall over here.
Mm-hmm. There was one. I worked at a place where, and I heard this story from several women, that someone had gone into the ladies' room, and this was a television station, a small television station. Someone had gone into the ladies' room to go number two, and they had spattered not only all over the inside of the toilet, but all over the outside of it,
Have
too.
Have mercy.
I'm
was
not
this
really, I'm
number
not really,
one or number two?
Number two.
Have mercy.
Number two. It was like modern art.
So I'm guessing they were hovering, which again,
well,
I've discovered women do a lot.
You have to.
Right. And it was one of those explosive type.
Well, yeah. And the only way they weren't hovering is if there was so much propulsion.
it reflected off the water.
That it actually lifted them like a rocket off of the commode.
Like, much like Dave Chappelle.
And onto the floor. Good luck, conservative guys in the ladies' room.
Have
fun.
I've always been pretty lucky at my jobs where I've been able to not have to do that duty.
You're a blessed man.
Oh!
That's right. I went there.
All right, so Vladimir Putin, he's the guy who runs Russia. He's kind of a dick.
I like how
Agreed.
You say that he owns Russia.
He said he runs Russia.
Oh, right.
He runs Russia.
Running the show.
Well, things got a bit awkward between him and Formula One Russian Grand Prix winner Nico Rosberg, who happens to be a favorite of former host of the show, Christiana Dominguez.
Mm.
So Putin looks like he feels ignored as Rosberg does everything else but shake his hand. And then he unleashes a little bit of shade. See, the drivers are just taking off their helmets and, you know, wiping the sweat off of their creases and stuff like that. There's really nothing to see here, Sam. It's just Putin standing there. Rosberg quickly went around Putin as he entered the room where everyone gathers before the podium ceremony. He was like a man on a mission, speeding past a couple of folks, asking him for, by name, to briefly shake a third-place driver Kimi Raikkonen's hand, and then continued taking gear off to do the required weigh-in. After he was done getting comfortable, Rosberg shook the hands of Putin and Putin's interpreter. Now, while Rosberg thought he was off the hook, he was roped back in for a brief, very awkward conversation with the Russian leader, and here is how it went. Putin, through the interpreter, "Do you like it here? Is everything all right?" Rosberg says, "Yeah, everything was good. It's a great track. They've done a great job. F1 is growing in this country." Then Putin replies, "Yes, exactly. Thanks to you." And Rosberg says, "Oh, we try." You know, because he's a humble German guy. Putin then says, "You and your colleagues, thanks to you, different segments, different sections of this sport have started to develop in Russia, and people take pleasure in watching you do your job. If you can call it a job."
Ooh, throwing shade.
And then Rosberg awkwardly laughed and said, "You have some great Russian drivers as well."
Oh, no.
Don't have me killed.
So, that's funny.
Good times. Good times in Russia.
Yes.
Are you looking for a reason to visit Russia? Mm. Probably not. It's probably a bad thing to do.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All righty. First up in Cool or Tool, the Golden One Center. The Golden One Center. Jason.
This is the thing. This is the first time Paul McCartney's come to Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
So in that sense, that's really cool. But they could be very Tool if they don't release some $40 tickets for the general public.
Right. Mm.
Kareem.
It's cool. I like it. It's environmental friendly and everything. So, yeah, it's cool.
Sammy.
I think it's a very interesting structure. I like the positive aspects of it. I hate that it's called the Golden One Center. I wish that the company Golden One Credit Union did a rebrand before buying for this thing, because they have the ugliest logo. It's like hobo font. It's like 1970s ugly stepchild. And that's going to be the big fat brand on top of this gorgeous new stadium. In that sense, Tool.
Well, and who knows? Maybe they will before the Golden One Center actually opens. The sign's not up.
Yeah, you have to remember that.
Well, I hope so.
We'll see. I'm going to say it's cool, if only because of what I saw at the press conference on Monday, as they had the founder of Tower Records there. They are going
Sweet.
To be putting up the sign from the Watt Avenue Tower Records inside the Golden One Center.
That's is pretty awesome. Precious.
Which tells me, whether it's temporary or permanent, they're going to have some sort of salute to the Sacramento music scene, and probably also to Sacramento sports in the arena. So that's kind of cool.
Fantastic.
Oh, the documentary is on Showtime now.
I have Blu-ray.
Yeah.
All things must pass. Up next in Cool or Tool, public bathroom. Scream.
Tool.
Sam.
I only go when I have to go. And when you really have to go, they're cool.
Jason.
Yeah, I'd have to say that I try not to ever duke in a
duke where 10,000 other human butt cheeks have sat.
Yeah, I try not to do that in a public restroom. However, when you need it, it's cool. So I'm going to say it's cool as ice, bro.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Public restrooms are cool so long as your local Sam Platts is keeping it tidy.
You know, I did a good job, except for when there was vaginal secretion.
Yeah. It's a lot to ask, really. Right. And finally in Cooler Tool, Putin. Putin, Sam.
His name makes me giggle. It's cute. He's a tool.
Kareem.
Since I may go to Europe one day, I'm going to say he's cool just because I don't want to get...
Get the KGB up your A.
Do you have any idea how many Russians there are within like a mile of where we're sitting?
Oh, they're like across the street from my house.
We're in West Sac, for goodness sake. Yes. Jason?
I don't want any radiation poisoning.
No, you know what? Since the child that I'm expecting, you know, might be Kareem's. You never know, as he's alluded to numerous times.
It's true. He's basically calling your wife a terrible thing.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. However, I'm going to say that Putin is like, you know, the sickle in the old Russian USSR.
Oh yeah, so the flag sickle. There. You got the hammer and the hammer. Sickle.
He's like such a big tool that like he, that's not even
the hammer's
like,
too small.
Yeah, he has to be the sickle, and like he should just use it on himself.
Nicely put, sir.
You know, here's what I will say. On a normal day, Vladimir Putin tool all day long.
Yeah.
However. Uh-oh. To throw that sort of shade so casually at the end, just a little bit of cool. All just right. a little bit All of cool. Right. I don't normally do that. But
I'm gonna call you Vladdy from now on, sir.
Only for a little bit.
I can't wait to post on Facebook about Nate supports Putin and his regime. Like,
you don't love red because of Canada. You are a communist.
Look, you know what's really funny? I grew up around a lot of Canadian guys who are big hockey fans had the old Soviet Union hockey jersey with the CCCP on it.
Well, it probably looked pretty cool.
I never thought so because I'm an American. That's how I roll. Hey, and if you're a good American, you're probably doing some shopping on Amazon.com.
That's right. Very American.
It's true. It is. And you'd like to support the show, but you're like, how can I support the show? I mean, I already listen. Well, here's how you do it. If you're already shopping Amazon, go ahead and click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate it. So you can get your stuff for a deal on Amazon and help support the show. And I'm going to be really honest. The last couple of months, a lot of slacking.
I have to confess, just the other day, I purchased something. I don't remember if I clicked my bookmark, which would be the one I placed through your website, or if I typed in Amazon. Can we look over that later? I want to make sure.
Well, let me tell you this. Over the last 30 days, the entire commission total was $1.26.
Well, I contributed because I made like a $60 purchase on Amazon last week.
Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. We don't know. Yeah. So do better, people. That's all we ask. It's a free show. Yeah. It's a radio-friendly show now.
Hey, Chris, my wife, please go and click through, all right?
And here's the other thing. If you're somebody who buys stuff, office supplies for work.
Oh.
It's a great way to save money.
Yeah.
And again, it supports us and it doesn't cost you anything.
This is the thing. I'm guessing at least 60% of the people listening are already using Amazon.
Probably.
It's a wonderful thing. I've been an Amazon Prime member for like 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. Mine just renewed.
Yeah. Just be so gracious to go ahead and create that bookmark through the Nate Darling Show.
Yeah, click the Shop Amazon tab, which will bring you to Amazon.
So you only think about it one time.
And then bookmark.
And then from then on, you just go about your business, and you're making a generous donation to the show and smacking the man up against the face.
Yeah, it's taking it out of Amazon's pocket. That's not extra out of yours. It's a little extra out of there. So, excuse me.
But thanks to those who have shopped.
Yes.
Got us $1.30.
Yes, all three of you.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All righty, as promised earlier on, this is called The Rules of the Road. Do you remember when you took your driver's test?
Like yesterday.
I'm sure you do. Mine was
1953. They had cars back then? Dang!
I showed up in front of the old Malone Armory with butterflies in places other than on my windshield. The course begins heading up a grade. There was no functioning emergency brake on my 39 Ford Coupe, so disaster struck as soon as the tester told me to drive away from the curb. I tried to fake releasing the emergency brake with one heel on the actual brake pedal and the toe on my accelerator. The car rolled backward about 2 inches before the clutch engaged. I was dead in the water. I heard a gruff voice saying, "You failed!" With my chin on my chest, I went home and got permission from my dad to use his much newer Buick with an automatic transmission. I went back to Malone and passed with flying colors. See, we all have pet peeves. I'm far from squeaky clean, but I've learned many life lessons the hard way, and safe driving is one of them. I try to come to a complete stop at every stop sign. It's the law. Another peeve, improper use of turn signals. I love to walk through our neighborhood and cringe as I count the vehicles at Morrisonville intersections that blow stop signs with impunity. along with drivers who never use their turn signals at all.
Oh, that's the worst. Mm-hmm. Is this Gordy?
Of course it is.
Gordy, you're lighting my fire right now.
When I first took my driver's test, we had to use hand signals.
I have those memorized. I'm good to go.
What bothers me even more is drivers who refuse to turn headlights on when they're needed or legally required. I won't get into the different vehicles that have automatic lights, but I've found that some drivers are not aware of the distinction between parking lights and daytime running lights. Do you know how yours work when they're legal to use? The law in this state...
Hold up. Can we go thug? Can you throw a track under this, or is it more than halfway through already?
Oh, I can.
Because it sounds to me like the tone is getting... He's getting a little gangster in this part.
He's airing his grievances.
I was going to say, this triggers what could be my next airing of the grievances, except I already have one picked out.
Yeah, the airing of the grievances is the Monday Uncensored Show, for anybody who's wondering.
But Gordy has a special privilege.
Oh, yeah, I know what you want, Sam. You want this.
Now you talking, brah. Let's hear it.
The law in this state requires drivers to have headlights on half hour after sunset, half hour before sunrise. Using high beams and low beams properly is also important for your sake and that of oncoming drivers.
Yeah.
When you have your windshield wipers on, you must use your headlights. Each time I drive in the rain with the lights and the wipers on, I count vehicles who are not complying.
What's up?
New York state law says you must have your headlights on anytime visibility is less than 1,000 feet.
Yeah. Better.
That can include a multitude of conditions.
Mm-hmm.
There are recent news that headlights on many newer cars are less efficient than they should be. I have a son who blew my mind when he told me some cars are so equipped that their taillights do not come on with their daytime running lights.
Say what?
That is a scary thought. He keeps telling me, and I'm telling you, read the manual, learn the laws, and always think about driving safely. I'll try if you will.
Damn. Drop some truth. Gordy Little.
Yeah, Gordy Little's dropping a little bit of...
dropping some knowledge.
It almost hurts a little. It's so true.
That's wisdom.
Wizzy Madizdom.
A lot of the same rules here in California.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be careful out there on the road. As someone who drove to L.A. and back this past weekend...
Yeah.
Probably the five's lousy with awesome drivers.
You know, I'm saving that for Monday's airing of the grievances.
Looking forward to it.
Can't wait to hear about your experiences in Los Angeles.
We're going
to
have some fun on that.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to using the salty language and not having to do a bunch of edits.
Yes, right. The salty.
Much, much better that way. So thanks, everybody, for listening to the Wednesday radio-friendly episode of The Nate Darling Show. For Sam and Jason and Kareem, I am Nate, and we will see you on Friday with a fresh new show. What? Bye-bye. Rich man.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.